Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, and they're celebrating their 25th location now open in O'Fallon, Illinois. And they're celebrating by letting you join for just 25 cents. Oh my gosh, where to begin? We'll get to the most beautiful woman in the world, but breaking the interwebs yesterday, Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram with the caption, "And now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram." And posted a picture of a friend's reunion, and everybody lost the minds. Lisa Kudrow commented, "Woohoo!" David Spade said, "Bleep, you can't even see me." A bunch of people said, "Finally, yay."
Not David Spade.
David Schwimmer?
No, David Spade.
Oh, he was David on Friends?
Oh, he was making
no,
a joke.
She's just saying.
Like all the comments on the picture. Everyone's.
I thought you were referring to Matthew Perry, who you can't see.
Oh, yeah. Courtney Cox was my favorite, though. What did she say, Kevin?
Oh, she said, welcome to...
Welcome to Instagram. It's great. What did she say? You're going to hate it or something like that.
So true.
And she probably has to do it because of the new show, don't you think?
Oh yeah, the morning show. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people like Michelle Pfeiffer joined not too long ago, and it's because of Maleficent. Mm-hmm. She's been posting a lot of Maleficent stuff. Let me tell you, for all the money that these six still make in royalties, you'd think they could post a non-blurry photo. Apparently, they went to the Courtney Landrum School of Photography.
I'm the best in blur. Hey, I was pretty good with filming the Kevin thing yesterday. Very steady hand.
It is good. You can check that out on our Instagram page.
But I do like that it's like, well, it looks like a picture straight out of 1988 disposable camera land.
They're stuck in second gear.
Okay, most beautiful woman in the world. Using an old Greek formula and computerized mapping techniques, science has figured out the most beautiful woman in the world. It is... Bella Hadid.
Science.
Oh, man, I disagree.
I totally do, too, as Courtney alluded. I find her pointy. She's not... Wow. Her sister is more attractive, I think.
I agree with that, too.
Here's a real kicker. Gigi doesn't make the top five. Well, Gigi Hadid.
It's just all about...
Symmetry?
Symmetry. Yeah.
Okay, well, Beyonce's number two. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex, number two. Ariana Grande, number four. And Taylor Swift, number five. Is there something, I don't know.
That's a strong top five, but I can't believe that Bella is the tops there.
I don't know. Just making everybody feel bad about themselves.
Did they do dudes or no?
Mm-mm. No, just most beautiful women.
Okay. I always hear Denzel is tops with the symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
And I got no problem with that.
I feel like Angelina Jolie in the past has been tops, according to symmetry, but I don't know. Felicity Huffman, she entered prison yesterday to start serving her 14-day sentence. Also fined $30,000, and once she gets out of jail, 250 hours of community service. Her dinner last night, according to TMZ, in her jail, pepper steak or lentils, steamed rice, green beans, and whole wheat bread.
Hmm. Sounds fun.
Sounds like a decent...
Right? It's like, what do we need to do to have somebody serve us dinner like that? And Eva Mendez. She caused a stir. She caused a stir recently when she put a picture online saying that... Okay, this is a terrible angle, but I thought you guys would like to know that, I stop into Supercuts every once in a while.
It is great. Her hair's all wet. She just had it cut.
You can tell she still has like
the smock.
Cape on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love it. I think it's great.
I
used to get my hair cut at Walmart sometimes in college just because I could, and it was a great conversation piece.
You're always looking for angles.
Yes. I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bad now, but back then, I was just...
Always looking for some piece of something to...
Yes.
An in.
Because I'm like, people will notice I got a haircut, and I'll immediately tell them Walmart, and...
That'll be
It'll be
something.
So interesting.
Man. And this is going to be interesting to one Courtney Landrum. Coming to HBO Max, you know, the latest streaming service that's trying to get its own angle. HBO Max has a bunch of stuff, too. But they're going to reimagine Grease, the original movie, and include some of the original characters in a series called Rydell High.
Huh.
And yes, there will be some musical numbers. They're also working on an unrelated, this is not on HBO Max, prequel movie called Summer Lovin'.
Oh, that's not when they fell in love.
Yeah, Danny and Sandy. Why has that not been a prequel yet? I mean, it was like a 2-minute segment.
Yeah, but a great number.
They cover it all in the song. I think we know.
Yeah, he was handsy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, had a blast.
Found in the sand.
And she didn't put out.
Right. And TV Tonight, something interesting. There's a new series on Facebook. It's called Limetown. Jessica Biel is a journalist. And there are a bunch of people who have disappeared.
That's happening now?
Yeah. Facebook.
Really?
Huh, really?
Where do you get that?
Facebook.
I know, but where do you... Okay.
How do you... Right.
We'll figure that out by the next Schmig at 8:40.
A day's made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah. No, I ain't scared. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, celebrating their 25th location now open in O'Fallon Ill. And you can join right now for just 25 cents. Whew! So much to cover in Entertainment Schmig. We talked a little bit earlier about Jennifer Aniston joining Instagram. And Courtney Cox put up her own picture tagging Jen and said, "Welcome to the social media world. It sucks. You're gonna love it." David Schwimmer also put up a post with the two of them as Lego characters playing a Lego piano inside a Lego Central Perk. So that's cute. And her ex, Justin Theroux, is one of 82 people she now follows on Instagram, because someone's already done that crazy research.
Mm.
And he was the first one to comment on her first Instagram post, writing, "Woot, woot, hashtag first."
Oh.
They still have a good relationship.
That's cute. Yeah, I still remember one of the things you didn't know that I found fascinating, that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups only followed Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah.
I love that little factoid. Mm.
As they should.
What a great segment.
And we've also said that we think that Jen's joint with Reese Witherspoon, the morning show, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, is the reason she's probably on social media now. Because there have been a lot of celebrities that have stayed off social media that all of a sudden have joined because they have something new, like Julia Roberts recently joined and I think posted a picture from out in her ranch, and it's because she has that new show streaming somewhere. Go find it.
You have no idea.
Amazon show.
Yeah, yeah.
That old
this is
one?
Called, this segment is called Things I Sort of Know. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the new Matrix movie, along with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss. Man, this guy is such, he's such a chameleon. He's done so many different things. And I think just in Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, he plays like 18,000 characters and plays them all so well that I'm really fascinated to see what he's going to do with The Matrix. We were just talking about how he was in Gone Girl.
I just watched it the other night. That is such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so good in that movie.
Yeah. A couple little stories for you. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. First 80s music video to reach a billion views on YouTube.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't either. I would think it would be a new.
All the 80s music videos?
But I would think it would be a new one, a new video. Because it's YouTube.
Well, no, she's saying it's the first 80s video.
Oh, like Justin Bieber and Gangnam Style. You know, all of those have hit.
If it was a new 80s video, that'd be wild.
Yeah, right. If you're looking for gifts for your favorite Fallout Boy fan, Pete Wentz has a new line of unisex jewelry right now that's called Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. And Metallica, as you would guess, has a new line of socks. You know, totally makes sense.
Is there some clever name?
No.
A few months ago it was Bourbon, now they have socks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like the new Kiss.
Yeah. They got it. All right.
There's got to be a clever name with a Metallica song and socks, like a pun.
Enter Sockman.
Sockman. I love it. That's great.
Take my foot.
So Pete Wentz jewelry line.
Put your socks on.
Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. But let's talk about R-O-N-A-N, Ronan Farrow. He has that new book, Catch and Kill, that is so fascinating. Talking about all of the scandals from Harvey Weinstein to Matt Lauer. And in an early draft, he proposed to his now fiance, John Lovett, who is also the host of Pod Save America. This is not the John Lovett from SNL.
John Lovett.
Yes. And this is also on the same podcast, not John Favreau, who directed Iron Man. It's a different John Favreau. So you have Lovett minus... And spelled differently, but John Favreau spelled exactly the same. It's very interesting. And I think a sad day for all of us that Ronan Farrow is off the market because he is gorgeous. And how can you look at him and not say that Frank Sinatra is his dad? Come on.
It's crazy.
That's things we all know, and they're just denying it. Woody Allen is not his dad. Am I right? Come on, Tim.
Why are you yelling
Have
at me?
An opinion right. on this. It's important stuff.
I mean, yeah, it's probably Frank Sinatra.
It's not something you want to know? Okay.
We'll never know, but it's got to be.
And then let's talk about a scary and pretty serious story. Jeremy Renner is in a custody battle. And it's getting ugly.
Man, it's ugly. Mm-hmm. Both sides. I feel bad for the child involved.
Yeah, so his ex-wife says that he has substance abuse problems and he's threatened to kill her several times. He says she's the one with substance abuse problems and the only reason she's doing this is a cash grab. Now he's saying that his ex-wife is sharing some photos that he took in the buff back in the day with their custody evaluator. This thing is going to get worse.
Now,
I think.
Are the photos of him naked with the custody evaluator, or is she sharing them?
She's sharing them with the custody evaluator.
That's a self-evaluation.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That would be a bad move.
All right. More Schmig online, including the trailer for Bombshell, which has Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly.
And the voice.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, it's unnerving.
Yeah. It's unnerving.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman as Gretchen Carlson.
And she's fine.
Yes, but when we first saw Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly, it was frightening. I mean, you want to talk about...
And
this isn't...
John Lithgow, too.
Oh, yeah, it's Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
And in addition to her just looking so much like Megyn Kelly, they take real Fox News footage and put Nicole Kidman in it where Gretchen Carlson used to be. So you see her interacting with those real people. I mean, it's pretty wild. It's awesome.
Holy cow. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, including Schmig in podcast form. You can find it.
Big note at the end, Russell Hitchcock held that final note for 16.2 seconds, which was a record until broken by Sheriff lead vocalist Freddie Kurtze in 19-whatever, with 19.4 seconds on When I'm With You. By the way,
wow.
That was from 1980, Air Supply. That got to number two in the U.S., held off from the top spot by Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Wow.
And in 1980, Air Supply played four U.S. concerts. That's it. Two of them were in Kansas City, Kevin, and one was at Worlds of Fun.
Yeah! That's wow. Why I love those guys, man.
Air Supply. At Disney World when I was there.
Soft Rocktober.
Like last year? Or whenever you went?
They're still touring.
Yeah, just this last spring. Yeah.
Wow.
They were behind me on Space Mountain. That was cool.
Were they?
No, but they performed there.
I saw them years ago at the Decatur Celebration in Decatur, Illinois. Yeah.
This today was Kevin's solo choice because we've been kind of
poo-pooing
his ideas.
Yeah.
And to me, Two Less Lonely People is the best Air Supply song. I'm just going to throw it out there.
You still have to just... I know. Poo-poo
that's
it.
Okay.
I know.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay. But they at least made the Soft Rocktober playlist.
Soft Rocktober.
Okay, before celebrity birthday, sometimes we do back in the day, and this is this day in herstory. It's all about the women's. Marie Antoinette was beheaded 226 years ago today. 47 years ago today, Loretta Lynn, first ever woman to win the CMA's most prestigious award, Entertainer of the Year.
She is just the coolest person
Miss Loretta.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
I saw her at the Grand Ole Opry about, I don't know, 10 years ago probably.
She's just the best.
Is she coal miner's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the same. We had her bus driver.
Did you?
Oh, that's right.
That's fantastic.
And he played himself in the movie. He was very proud of it. And then our tour manager got him fired.
Oh boy.
He'll never drive a bus again. He started driving buses for Loretta Lynn and Ludo was his last.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Ugh. And now J.K. Rowling. It's her not so happy wedding anniversary to date. But this is this is great, and her story is just so good. 27 years ago today, she married a guy, Jorge Arantes. 2 years after she began writing her first Harry Potter novel. It took 6 years for her to finish the book, but Jorge divorced her after their first year of marriage. So he saw
nothing.
No money. Now on to celebrity birthdays. We got some good ones. You guys, John Mayer celebrates a birthday today.
Oh, man.
How old is John Mayer?
Mayer as in player.
I'm gonna say 43. I don't know how old he is.
41?
That's what I was gonna say. Instead, I'll say 42.
He's 42.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he still has a ways to go before he settles down and has kids because, you know, his dad was 20 years older than his mom. And he was quite old when John Mayer was born.
Say that like it's weird.
No, I'm just saying. That was his life growing up, and I think he's going to be one of those guys that settles down later in life and has kids.
I see where you're going. Okay, I got you. I get it.
All right. How about one of our favorite movies? Is it in your top three? The Shawshank Redemption?
Tim Robbins?
Mm-hmm. Tim Robbins' birthday today.
But
is it in your top three?
He was much younger than Susan Sarandon. He was in Bull Durham. He was very young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's 55.
Okay.
Gosh, I think close to 10 years older. I'm going to say 63.
57.
60.
61. Lance was closest. Okay. And finally, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, bassist Flea.
That's a tough one.
Who also, things you didn't know musical fact, provided the baseline for Young MC's Bust a Move.
56.
It's a tough one.
55.
And they had a lot. Yeah. They were quite a band before they made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I could be way off.
59?
I was going to say 58.
57, you all danced around it. But it's crazy to think of Flea almost being 60.
I know.
And, he could be on the cover of AARP magazine.
Yep.
There you have it, celebrity birthdays. Have a great day if you're celebrating today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.